Those pancakes look good. Mm-hmm. I'll have a couple, Rosie.
Short stack coming up.
Glad you didn't order scrambled eggs, George.
Anything else, Mr. J?
Some coffee, Rosie, only you better not send a damn mail. Sounds like the office. I'll get it. Oh, hi, Rudy. What's up?
Me. Only I'm down. Have to get rewired. So the office is closed, which means you have the rest of the week off, George.
I understand. Thanks, Rudy. Oh, boy, a vacation! At last, the chance to go fishing. Let's see. Where did I put my poles?
Now you'll have time to come out to our hockey practice.
And after that, you can help us with the amplifier at our rock band rehearsal.
And we'll finally have a chance to take some dance club lessons.
I was hoping to get to Global Pond and rent a little boat.
If you don't fix that drip and sink, Mr. J, you're going to need a little boat in here.
Okay. But first, I got to make a quick stop at the office. Rudy says they want me to pick up my new employee ID card.
Honey, since you're going that way, would you take Astro to the VET?
The VET?
He's staying overnight to get his SHOT.
Oh, the shot. Sure, I get it.
S-H-O.
Here's the address.
Find your route. Here's some stuff I need.
And nail these, pick up the dry cleaning, deposit this, and here's our grocery list.
And would you return these to the library? I hope you don't mind.
Of course he doesn't mind. He's on vacation. He's got all the time in the world.
I didn't even have time to have breakfast.
Oh, poor Astro.
Elroy, stop that. He'll smell an R.A.T. We're just going for a nice ride. See? Play it smart. Use your head. Jane, will you call Rudy back and say I'll be at the office right after I take Astro to the vet?
Rick!
Hey, cut it out, Astro! Can't we talk?
Hey, Dad, is your whole vacation gonna be this much fun?
It's the perfect ID. Your cells have a genetic building code, and no one else has one like it.
Naturally, Orwell.
That's all, George. I know you're anxious to go fishing.
Fat chance. The family's got me running errands. But what can I do? I can't be in two places at once.
Maybe you can. With this, it might be possible.
I think you've been wearing that rope too tight around your head.
With the genetic code, we should be able to duplicate any living thing. I took a gene from that chimp, and now I'm ready for the big experiment. I'll add his gene to the protoplasm inside and then give it a mega blast of stimulator. Look, George! It worked! It worked! I did it! Oh, George, I'm a father!
You did do it! It's an exact duplicate!
And that proves I can do the same for you!
And there'd be two George Jetsons! The world should be so lucky!
You'd have a duplicate of yourself to run those errands while you're fishing!
No, it's too risky!
But it worked perfectly on the other chimp. I mean, the chimp. Come on, George! Progress calls for men of vision, eagles who dare and do.
Sorry, but I come from a long line of chickens who daren't and don't.
Okay, but call me if you change your mind. Have a nice vacation.
Hurry it up, Jetson. We've got to give the kids a little competition today.
All set.
You all right, Dad?
Sure, that wasn't just my regular warm-up. Hey, I stopped it.
Jetson, you're a klutz.
I think that fixed it.
Would you play a C so we can tune up?
A C? Sure. I guess that's either a black key or a white one.
It's easy. Here. What's that?
It's an F. Like in the 4th of July.
Just remember, step together. Music, maestro.
That's one of the best bands in town.
Whoopee. Sorry, I'm not much good at this. And I'm kind of tired.
Not too tired, I hope. I told the children you'd help them again at the school tomorrow.
Again? Tomorrow?
And I've signed us up for another dance lesson, too.
But you can't.
It's okay. They can take us. I double-checked.
I was hoping... Double? Did you say double? You did say double. Didn't you say double? Stay here. I gotta make a very important call. So I'll see you at the lab first thing in the morning, Orwell. The split is on. Well, George Jetson, I hope this town is big enough for both of us.
Yours are very nice, George. Almost designer jeans. Did you bring an extra set of clothes for your double?
Over there. I hope they fit me. I mean him. But him is I. I mean, he is we, isn't us?
Relax, George. It'll be a snap. Look how well the new chimp is doing.
He can do algebra?
I upgraded his math gene. Want an improvement in yours?
Don't need a thing. No point in gilding the lily. Wait, you might touch up my hockey game a bit.
Right. Anything else?
Maybe a smidgen of electronic know-how. And a little help with music, dancing, vocabulary, patience, positive thinking, and dandruff.
Anything else?
Nope. I'm practically perfect as is.
Get behind the screen. He mustn't see you.
I can't look.
I see something.
Tell me it's not another chimp.
No, George. Look. Look. It's you. It worked. It worked.
What a gorgeous punk. We look exactly alike. I'm free. Oh, boy. This is going to be the most super vacation any man ever had. It's like having a twin brother.
You're not completely identical. Look here. He's got a little blot beneath his ear on your neck. Oh, well, it'll help me tell you apart.
Beneath his ear on my neck?
What now, George? Going fishing?
No fishing for me. Too many things to do with the family. See you next week. Oh, well, you're a genius. George Jetson can't go fishing, but George Jetson can.
Maybe I'll go with you.
Great. I'll just stop at the house and get the pole. Yahoo!
I can understand why you like this, George. George?
I wonder if my double picked up Astro at the vets. He probably didn't. I'm very forgetful.
I'm sure he...
I better go check on me. It'll just take a minute.
Wear this so you won't be recognized.
Astro, you traitor.
No, he's not. See, he likes you.
Hi there, boy. Leave the man alone, Astro. The man? How'd the exam go? Is the dog healthy?
Sorry, we give that information only to the immediate family.
So I'm not the immediate family, huh? Well, at least that guy is getting banged around the hockey field about now.
Let's check it on the Omni scanner. They sure improved your game, huh?
But how's Elroy doing?
Picture shot. Too much interference.
But I want to find out if he made the team.
Wow, that Jetson guy's a whiz, huh? That's all for today, gang.
How's my, his son doing?
See, George, you're a star. Let's get back to the pond. You're on vacation, remember?
Right, but I better stop at the gym just to make sure Judy's okay.
But
fish weren't biting anyway.
I'll catch a cab and get back to work.
I guess it's hopeless.
Maybe not. You want to see to tune up, right? We'll be right back.
Just wanted to remind you about the dance tonight.
Wouldn't miss it, honey. He thinks he's going dancing with my wife. Never, you hear me? Never! Quick, Orwell. We gotta do something. He's going out with my wife.
Who is?
That no good bum, George Jetson.
Him? But that's you. Remember, you wanted a double to do everything you do.
Not everything. Hockey is one thing. Hanky panky's another. I just don't understand what Jane sees in that creep.
Well, I have been working on this vanishing spray.
Great.
George, are you really sure?
I'll waste them. Come on, Jetson, make my day.
Too dangerous, George. I don't want that to leave the lab. We'll have to get him back here. I guess we can use my animal truck.
That's all he deserves.
I don't like doing this, but if you insist, I'll make up a batch of spray.
There they are. Look, he's as glutzy as I am. Where did I learn to dance that good?
You asked for the gene improvement.
Now I gotta get him out and fast. But how? I'll get him to chase me out and you grab him.
George, you sneak. You've been taking lessons.
Jetson, you better stop running around with other guys' wives. Huh? Don't give me that. I've seen you with my wife, you four-flutcher. Yeah.
Head him this way, George! George, you go into Jane.
Who was that man?
No idea.
It'll go off in 60 seconds, then you'll be at peace. So young, so many songs to be sung.
Open the door! If you're smart, dummy, open the door! You gotta help me. I'm a fellow member of the National Geographic. No time for that. Oh, you guys are driving me bananas. Bananas.
Not now. I'm after bigger game. Your time is up, Jetson. I'll teach you to fool around with your wife. You want to see the late movie?
I'd rather have a nice, cozy fire. You've become quite a dancer.
Oh, it's easy when you have a super partner.
Honey, I've been meaning to ask, how did you get that bruise on your neck? I'll get something for it from the kitchen. Oh, don't be so nervous. It won't sting. It's gone.
I'm a quick healer. Where's the medicine?
But it's all gone. It's back again.
Forget the medicine. It doesn't bother me. I'll go check on the children.
You relax. I'll do it.
Come on, Astro. I'll take you out to the walking machine.
I turned your bed down, Mr. J.
Oh, thanks. It's a flea gun for Astro.
I gotta say something. The way you've given up your vacation time to help out everyone, you've been wonderful.
Yeah, thanks.
running errands, helping the kids at school, taking your wife dancing, and never complaining. Yes, sir. I'd say the Jetsons have about the best father and husband in the universe. Well, end the commercial. I just had to get that off my transistors. Isn't he an angel when he's asleep?
You're all angels, all of you. And you're entitled to a wonderful father and husband.
And we've got one.
You will now. This is a far, far better thing I do.
You going out? Where to?
To join the Foreign Legion.
The Foreign Legion shoots, please.
Where's George? I gotta talk to him.
You're too late. He just left to join the Foreign Legion.
The Foreign Legion?
That's what he said. He shouldn't be playing hockey without a helmet.
What's going on?
That sure was a short enlistment.
You're double escape, George. We have to... You! Oh, no! We caught the wrong one! He said the Foreign Legion?
And he took his flea gun. I guess he wants to save the world from killer bugs.
Oh, poor George!
But I'm George.
I'll be the judge of that. I'll explain in the car. But right now, George, we've got to find George!
Who was here? Where'd George go?
As I understand it, it's the old story. Your husband is out trying to find himself.
Remember, Jetson, that signed paper will mean you're in for life. You'll leave immediately for Outer Space Patrol.
That's fine by me. And the more outer, the better.
Come on, I ain't got all night. Sign it.
George!
Hey, how come he looks...
Twin brothers. We just came down to see George off.
Drop your paper in there, and from that second, you're in. I gotta get the other guys ready.
No, George. You've got to stay with your family.
He's right. I'm just a George come lately.
A message for me. You hold him.
Tear up that paper, George. Sorry, George, but I never could see eye to eye with me.
The lab called. The duplicate chip just dissolved.
Dissolved? And I will, too, any minute. And Jane won't have either of us. She'll be all alone. Give me that paper back. My family, now orphans, and I can't do a thing. Sure I can. Remember, I'm the brainy George.
Okay, you're processed. Get moving.
Ready whenever you are, Sergeant.
Yeah.
This is a far, far better thing I do.
On the double.
I'm finally convinced that really was me. He's even using my line.
There you are.
Hey, I look good in uniform, don't I?
But it won't be for long. There he goes. That was a wonderful gesture he made.
Yes, obviously I am a better man than I am.
What are you going to tell them?
That won't be easy. I made a super dad for them. Now they'll have to settle for old super klutz again. But I'll just have to be honest and take my medicine.
George, what happened? We were so worried.
There was a little emergency at the office.
Does that mean you won't have any more vacation?
No, but about that, there's something I have to tell you.
Dad, if you're coming to hockey tomorrow, well,
What is it, son?
Would you mind not making all those classy moves? It was more fun when us kids had a chance to win.
And about the band, I'm really proud of you, but try to understand. We need the practice.
Since everyone's being honest, honey, I really like dancing with you better the old way without the fancy steps. Just nice and slow and real close.
Well, sure, if that's what you all want. No problem. I'll hold back a little, just like before.
Great.
Thanks, Daddy.
Now, everyone back to bed. And that means you too, honey. Good night, Orwell.
You sure have a great family, George.
You're right. They are wonderful. I guess it's all in the genes.